celebration like Sunday mornings are supposed to be. Amen? All right, good. It was a time of great celebration and worship, and it continued for 7 days. The 8th day was called the Great Day of the Feast. Sacrifices were again offered on this day. There was no singing, though. There was no shouting, though. This was a solemn day of repentance, of confessing our sins, humbling ourselves before God, and saying, Lord, help me not to do that anymore. There was no water poured out on this day. And the reason I share this is the background where Jesus is. This is what's going on around him and with the people that are there. And this is where Jesus stood up and promised or proclaimed himself to be the fountain of living water. As a side note, when Stacy and I traveled to Israel, we arrived at the end of this feast, which is still celebrated today in Israel. And many booths were still up, and we got to see them. And on our last day there, when we visited our friend Callie, she had one at her house, and we ate together in her booth to celebrate this. When Jesus had made this proclamation, that he was the fountain of living water, there were thousands of people that were there, and they understood exactly what he was talking about. But since I don't think any of us were there during this time, I want to share with you the meaning behind this proclamation that he is the fountain of living water. To begin with, the people again would recognize the fountain of living water. Look again at those two verses, 37 and 38. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying this, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. You see, in those two verses, Jesus proclaims himself to be the place where the living water is found. Jesus is not the living water. I want you to understand that. But that's where we can find the living water. He is the fountain where it can be found. For throughout the New Testament, water for drinking is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God who comes to show us our need for salvation. Jesus said in John chapter 16, and when he, referring to the Spirit, has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. It's the Holy Spirit who baptizes us into that one body of Jesus Christ. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, says this, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who seals us as believers, as children of God. Again, Paul to the Ephesians wrote this, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. It is also the Holy Spirit that fills us and uses us for God's glory. To Ephesians, Paul wrote again in chapter 5, doesn't work.